Why does your phone seem to know what you're thinking? That uncanny moment when Netflix suggests exactly what you want to watch, or when your email filter catches spam you haven't even seen yet. These aren't accidents. They're glimpses of a transformation reshaping civilization itself. Machine learning algorithms now orchestrate vast swaths of modern existence, yet most people have no idea how they work or what they're capable of becoming. What if all these different learning systems, the ones recognizing your face, recommending your music, predicting your purchases, were actually fragments of something larger? What if a single algorithm could learn anything learnable from data? Machine learning has seamlessly woven into daily life, operating fundamentally differently than traditional software. Instead of following explicit instructions, these algorithms discover patterns and improve through experience. From smart thermostats to curated playlists, these systems work behind the scenes, organizing email, securing transactions, diagnosing diseases, and predicting crime. Your recommendations, spam filtering, and entertainment all depend on algorithms that learn. What's revolutionary isn't just ubiquity, it's that these systems build themselves. Traditional programming requires humans to specify every step, but machine learning inverts this. We feed in data and desired results to get algorithms. Think farming, not factory production. We plant algorithm seeds in data soil and harvest grown programs. Companies embrace machine learning when complexity overwhelms human programmers. Amazon can't manually encode every customer's taste. Walmart makes billions of daily purchasing decisions. Learning algorithms become essential matchmakers amid information overload, creating powerful feedback loops. More customers generate more data, which builds better models, attracting more customers. The same algorithms solving wildly different problems reveal something profound. While traditional programming requires separate code for each task, a handful of machine learning algorithms tackle everything from medical diagnosis to spam filtering with appropriate training data. These algorithms are remarkably simple, often just hundreds of lines replacing millions. This raises an electrifying question: could one master algorithm learn everything learnable from data? Neuroscience reveals your brain uses essentially the same learning mechanism throughout the cortex, six layered columns with similar wiring. The genome's simplicity compared to brain complexity suggests a universal algorithm rather than hardwired specialized functions. Evolution provides another argument. Life's infinite variety stems from one mechanism, natural selection. If evolution could learn to create humans, it could conceivably learn anything given enough computational power. Physics offers evidence through what Eugene Wigner called the unreasonable effectiveness of mathematics, how laws induced from limited observations apply far beyond them with astonishing precision. Computer science supports this through universality. Just as Turing's universal machine can solve problems across all domains, the master algorithm would be universal for induction, able to learn any other algorithm by observing its input-output behavior. The journey toward the master algorithm requires understanding five distinct philosophical approaches, each with unique strengths and blind spots. Symbolists believe intelligence emerges from manipulating symbols and logic. Their master algorithm works backwards through logical chains to identify missing knowledge. This excels at transparent reasoning, crucial for medical diagnosis or legal reasoning, but struggles with messy real-world uncertainty. Connectionists draw inspiration from brain architecture, focusing on networks of artificial neurons. Their master algorithm, backpropagation, systematically adjusts connection strengths to reduce errors. Modern deep learning, powering facial recognition and language translation, exemplifies this approach. Incredibly powerful at pattern recognition, but often operating as inscrutable black boxes. Evolutionaries take cues from natural selection, evolving program structures through competition, mating, and mutation. Their genetic programming has produced antenna designs outperforming human engineers, but demands enormous computational resources. Bayesians frame learning as probabilistic inference, continuously updating beliefs based on evidence. They excel in medical diagnosis where symptoms indicate multiple conditions with different probabilities, naturally handles uncertainty, but can become computationally intractable with many variables. Analogizers learn by finding similarities between situations. Their support vector machines power recommendation systems and spam filters. Effective for similarity-based tasks, they struggle with abstract concepts. Real-world problems demand multiple capabilities simultaneously. Autonomous driving needs all five approaches working together. The true master algorithm must synthesize these strengths while minimizing individual weaknesses. Machine learning confronts David Hume's problem. How can we generalize from observed cases to unobserved ones? Thousands of white swans don't prove all swans are white. Black swans exist in Australia. Even massive datasets represent nothing compared to all possible combinations. A simple 1,000 by 1,000 pixel black and white image has 2 to the 1 million possible configurations, incomprehensibly more than all images ever processed. The no free lunch theorem formalizes this. No algorithm can outperform random guessing across all possible problems. Yet machine learning succeeds because we only care about our specific universe. By incorporating knowledge about our world, nearby pixels tend to have similar colors, physical processes are continuous, we overcome random guessing. As Tom Mitchell says, bias-free learning is futile. Preconceived notions are indispensable. The central challenge becomes avoiding overfitting, finding patterns that aren't real. Learners walk a narrow path between blindness, missing real patterns, and hallucination, seeing false ones. Modern deep learning models with billions of parameters require massive datasets and careful regulation to balance prior knowledge with empirical evidence. In 2003, a breakthrough unified logic and probability through Markov networks. The key insight? Logical formulas serve as templates for network features, bridging symbolic and statistical AI's divide. Markov logic networks use weighted formulas to define probabilistic patterns. Everyone has the flu receives low weight, reflecting rarity, while if someone has the flu, so do their friends, gets higher weight, reflecting transmission. When weights approach infinity, the system behaves like classical logic. With finite weights, it functions probabilistically. Learning involves discovering formulas occurring more often than chance predicts, then optimizing weights. The universal learner alchemy handles all five learning types. Reinforcement learning wraps delayed rewards around its core. Chunking condenses rule chains, mirroring expertise development. Clustering emerges when one unobserved variable connects to all observable ones. Multiple unobserved variables enable dimensionality reduction. Two properties make real-world inference tractable: hierarchical structure, atoms within molecules, molecules within cells, and entity classification, allowing generalizations that reduce computational complexity. Future work focuses on improving scalability, developing intuitive interfaces, and combining this framework with deep learning. Every computer interaction teaches the system about you. The more it learns, the better it serves or manipulates you. Imagine all your digital data analyzed by the master algorithm. This digital twin suggests books, filters communications, handles tasks, finds remedies, and identifies opportunities. Soon, everyone will have a digital half constantly interacting with others. Job hunting means your model interviews thousands of companies in seconds. Dating means pre-screening millions of matches. Your digital twin functions like power steering, going where you want with less effort. As automation advances, jobs requiring broader context prove harder to automate than narrowly defined tasks. Your best defense? Automate your own job first, freeing yourself for what machines can't handle. The most successful professionals become centaurs, human-machine hybrids combining both strengths. Cancer's cure will likely be a program inputting a genome and outputting the killing drug, combining molecular biology knowledge with vast data to find drugs that kill cancer without harming healthy tissue. Machine learning is overtaking natural learning as Earth's dominant intelligence shaping force. The real challenge isn't preventing AI takeover, computers lack autonomous will, but ensuring algorithms making critical decisions align with human values. Your relationship with learning algorithms will define your future.